holding steady on a Tuesday. This is Bolito, coming to you live from the heart of Bolito, Radio Life and Style, on a Tuesday, the 4th of June, and a chilly Tuesday, the winter snap that arrived overnight, timed along with the insane weather that ripped through large parts of our north coastline. And this morning, we're keeping you in the loop and trying to keep you abreast of developments as you get an understanding of the scale and the scope of the damage and devastation, with our Tongaat neighboring community being in the epicenter of the absolute disaster scenario that has played out. This morning, disaster management teams, search and rescue crews back on the scene trying to assist with the search, rescue and recovery operations. We have our intrepid reporter Penny Faree en route with one of the teams. The difficulty is trying to get communications through to that part of the coastline, with cell phone towers having been ripped up, bent and buckled, electricity being out, and that's a situation that's not just confined to the worst hit areas, but large parts of Bolito throughout last night and this morning without electricity. And we're doing our best to try and just get a handle on how bad things are. But what we do know is that there is incredible need this morning. Families, many, many hundreds of families, having had their homes totally destroyed yesterday. And the need for essential goods, dry goods, tinned food, blankets, infant and child formula. There's never been a bigger need than right now. And if you can assist with dropping off any of that stuff, there are a number of drop-off points with the radio studio at the Lifestyle Center Bolito, right here at Radio Life and Style. You can get that stuff through to us anytime today, and we'll make sure that it gets to the teams that are on the ground, who are able to distribute it to those that are totally destitute right now. The La Montagne Hotel and Resort, also a drop-off point in Bolito this morning. And stay tuned for more coverage as we get to grips with what's happening in and around our neighborhoods and neighboring communities. But right now, it's time to throw the spotlights on what's happening at the Fit Pod in the Lifestyle Center Bolito. As we've been doing over the last couple of weeks, we've been introducing you to some of the talented and very active operators, active in more ways than one, and welcoming back to the microphone for a catch-up our friend from Stretch Pilates, who recently opened doors here in Bolito. And Stefan van der Merwe is back with us in the house. Stefan, how are you doing, my friend?
Yeah, great. Thanks for having me back.
It's really exciting to catch up. The last time we had a chat on the radio, you had that was the day you were opening. How long ago was that now?
Yeah, so I think that was almost a month ago that we kind of soft launched. So it's been exciting the last few weeks.
Look, by all accounts, the Fit Pod is this hub of activity and people looking to get fit and keep active. And the Stretch Pilates brand obviously fits right into the mix and the whole offering. For those that might have missed our initial chat, give us a little bit of background on the Stretch Pilates story. How did the brand get going?
Okay, awesome. So it's kind of a long and windy road to this point. So myself and my wife, we started the business, but before it was called Stretch Pilates, we had a biokinetics and dietetics practice. My wife's a biokineticist, I'm a dietitian, so we had like a health center, but we had always done Pilates. So when we were students, my wife did a course, she taught me, I loved it, and then we kind of just carried on with Pilates. And when we had our center, we always offered it. We ran it really poorly. It was just always something on the side. We didn't know if people paid us. They just came. We loved it. We're like, cool, if you come and you pay us, that's great. If you don't, whatever, as long as you enjoy it. Because we had our other stuff that we had going on.
Yeah.
And then after a while, you know, we kind of started to see that people are loving it and they want more of it. And then, you know, it was just a natural progression. We like formalized the business. We called it Stretch Pilates. That was about 2018. So that studio was in Durban North. Then we opened up in Hillcrest, a studio there. Then we opened up another studio in Mount Edgecombe. And then most recently now we're here in Belito.
Well, it took you long enough, but you knew where you were going. And well done for expanding the brand like that. It's a success story, obviously, the Stretch Pilates studio story. And having now arrived in Belito, we can say that the best is yet to come. And having opened doors at the FitPod, and as you say, kind of a soft launch over the last month while you get settled, what's the response been like from local Belito people?
The response has been amazing. So I think this area for us and lifestyle, it kind of sums up what we're trying to do. So we're like a microcosm of essentially Belito. Belito's got a very active and proud community. They fit people and they're proud of being fit and healthy and taking that seriously. And we are just like that in our studio. So we try and build community, and we are very privileged to be able to help people to move. We take it very seriously. So the response has been amazing because people are already looking for fitness in this area, and they are already doing lots of other things. So they're adding us to their bouquet of fitness and health and wellness that they are already doing. So it's been really cool. It's been nice to meet people. We're building a little community, and it's been a lot of fun, and the response, yeah, it's been fantastic so far.
Brilliant stuff. And now, obviously, you've opened a few studios, as you say, in the course of the Stretch Pilates journey. And what made the FitPod such a no-brainer as far as the perfect base for your Belito offering?
So when we open a new studio, there's quite a few things that we look at, like the boring stuff, like is there parking, is it accessible, will people be able to find it?
Like boring, but it's important, right?
Yeah, you don't want people to drive around for 10 minutes before class. But I think what primarily attracted us to FitPod in particular is it's our ethos and their ethos, or you know, combined. So our one and only goal is to help as many people as possible to move more, move better, and to be in less pain. And I think FitPod is trying to help the community to move more, move better, and maybe be in less pain, but you know, they're trying to get people to move and to be part of the community. So in every studio, we think that we offer a world-class experience, and the FitPod setup is a world-class facility. So ultimately, it was a no-brainer for us. As we negotiated things, it ticked all the boxes, and we're super happy to be here.
That is so cool, man. And for those who haven't popped in for a class or one of your sessions at Stretch Pilates, how does it work? Who's the sort of ideal candidate? And what do you do?
Okay, so in a general session, just if you've never done Pilates before, just like a little brief overview. Pilates is a low impact style of exercise, so it's really nice. You don't feel sore or inflamed afterwards, and it's very restorative in the same way. So you get a good workout, but you feel rejuvenated, and it's really good for your body. So we cater for everybody, but it's for everyone. Lots of times people think Pilates is very for a specific kind of person. But we cater for everyone. So in our sessions, we have different levels. So we have what we call a foundation level, which is really like a pre-beginner kind of level. So it's literally, if you're really worried about like coming to Pilates, that's the class for you. We're going to take it slow. We're going to explain all the jargon. We're going to get you to move nice and slow and with control, but also in the correct way. Then we have beginner's classes, which are probably 95% of people can join that class. And then we also have more intermediate classes, obviously, as you progress. But we cater for a wide range of people. So anyone can try Pilates. If you like it, stay with us. If you don't, cool, you had a nice experience and you don't have to continue. You know, that's the whole point of our studio. We want people to try it and hopefully they love it. But if you don't, cool, we don't hold any grudges. Just come and try it with us one time at least.
Good vibes, man. And for those who are keen to now experience it and to get into the studio, what's the smartest way to get in touch? And is there a place where you can check out the schedule?
Yeah, so we've got a few places where people can get the information. the FitPod website's also quite an easy place to look. Our website, stretchpilates.co.za, and we're also on all the social media platforms. But what the easiest thing really to do is to get our number off of our website, message us or just WhatsApp us, and then we will give you a call. And our sales team will give you a call to see if it's for you, if you can make one of our classes. You can come try a class for free, and you just give it a bash and see how you go. And then with every person that signs up with us, we also do give a online program. So we send you a 15-day online challenge or program completely free. So you can just join up, and then we send you a daily video for 15 days. And then along with that, there's a little bit of nutrition information and just some health and wellness information from there too, just to get you moving. If you can't make it to the studio, it's just something that you can also do at home anytime.
That's so rad, man. So just giving you a little extra assistance, a little help on your fitness journey, your Pilates journey. And so you're in good company with the team. Stretch Pilates, they know what they're doing, and they're doing it very well right here in Balito at the Lifestyle Center. Head on through to the Fit Pod, the fantastic Fit Pod, where you will find Stefan and the team doing their thing. And if you've never experienced a world-class Pilates session, well, there's no time like the present. Get in touch with the team. Go and experience it for yourself. And I reckon you're going to get hooked. Stefan, thanks for giving us the scoop on a Tuesday, my friend. And on a chilly day like today, I think we could all use a bit of a stretch, a bit of a Pilates session. And looking forward to touching base again really soon. I believe there's some exciting stuff in the pipeline. We won't lift the lid just yet. But soon there'll be some new news coming out of the Stretch Pilates Balito studio. Watch the space, keep your ears peeled, and Stefan, have a cool Tuesday, my friend.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You heard it right here on your local station. It's Radio Life and Style. Back to the music. And you know this one.